Sunday, the 4th of April, Dalad of Kovimo Pesach, Chof Nissen, and Chanoch Aaron Koishlita, Sfir.
Svatem Lochem, Mimochas HaShabbos, Yom HaBiachem Esoy Mahatnufo. Svatem Lochem, Mimochas HaShabbos, the Gemara says, Imanochas, there's a machlokes between the Tzdukim, the Sadducees, and the Chachmei Yisrael, what is the meaning of the word Shabbos? So the Tzukim take the word Shabbos literally. It means, Mochas for Shabbos means Sunday, that everything starts on the Sunday. Our Chachomim say no, and the Gemara brings a raya, that it can't mean Sunday, but it means, Shabbos means Mochas HaChag. That means the day after the first day of Pesach, the morrow of the first day of Pesach, that's the first day Chol Hamoed in Eretz Yisrael, or here, the second day of Yom Tov, this is the day Svatim Lochem, when Sfira starts, and that's the Zman of HaKavos Hoim. And this is accepted by the Gemara. The question is a very simple question. If it means Chag, it means Yom Tov, so why does it say Shabbos? Should say Osfatim Lochem Mimochus HaChag or Mimochus HaMoed or Mimochus HaPesach? What's Mimochus HaShabbos? I'd like to share with you a vault which I saw in Rav Tzodek HaKohen. But before coming to this vort, let me tell you another kasha. You know, on Moitzi Shabbos and on Moitzi Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah of Havdalah. Like there's a mitzvah of Kiddush. Zochas Yom Shabbos to Kacha, Zocheyu b'chnisosoy, Zocheyu b'yitziosoy. The difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is the following. On Shabbos, you use three things, Yayin, Ne'er, and Besomim. So Ne'er is Poshet, because the first light which was created by Adam HaRishon was on Moitzi Shabbos. In order to remember that this was the Zman of the first light, when Adam HaRishon took two stones, and he caused a spark, that was the first fire, therefore we make a boirei me'oirei ho'esh every Moitzi Shabbos. Moitzi Yom Tov is not Moitzi Shabbos, so avada, you don't make an air. Besomim, why do we take Besomim on Moitzi Shabbos? So the Gemara says, because on Shabbos, every single Yid is given an Ashomi Yisela, an added dimension of spirituality. When Shabbos terminates, HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdraws that Neshama Yisera, and a person feels spiritually faint. He has to revive himself. Besomim are Meshiv Nefesh. Besomim bring back Meshiv Nefesh, and that's why we use the Besomim on Moitzi Shabbos. For that reason, if somebody would make up dollar Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, he's already gone to sleep after Moitzi Shabbos, then you don't have the Somim anymore, because that reason of feeling faint, that doesn't apply only on Moitzi Shabbos. The question is, what about Yom Tov? Yom Tov, why don't you have on Yom Tov the Somim? So Tosfos in Pesachim says, because Yom Tov there is no Neshama Yisera. Hence, if there's no Neshama Yisera, there's nothing to feel faint about, because you haven't withdrawn anything. But Tosas Sakasha. What's the Kasha? It says, if Shabbos is the day before Yom Tov, Shabbos, and then comes, say, Sunday, Monday is Yom Tov, well, it's happened quite often here, then when you make Havdalah on Moitzi Shabbos, you don't use Besomim. It's often happened by a Seder. You have to make Havdalah because the Seder is on the night of Sunday. That means Moitzi Shabbos. Sunday is the first day. Then you make Kiddush, you make Havdalah, and you use an air. for obvious reason. But Somim you don't use. Freitos Akasha. If Yontif doesn't have an Neshama Yisera, then you should make Besom as well, because the Neshama Yisera has been withdrawn. It seems to be that Yontif is also Neshama Yisera. But that can't be, because on Yontif you don't make Boilamir Besomim. So Tosfos answers in Aviv Psochim, because as the Kedusha of Yontif has Simchas Yontif, Achila, Ushtia, and Tfila, this compensates the Besomim. But in actual fact, if not for that, you'd have to make Boiramid of Besom on Moitzi Shabbos. This is the Shitta of Tosfos in Aviv Psochim. The Ramban in Ksovim writes that on Yontif is the Anashoma Yisera. And so the question, of course, and that's why when it's Moitzi Shabbos is the first day of Yom Tov, that's why the Ramban says you don't make Boichim Midivasomim on Shabbos, on Moitzi Shabbos, because Yom Tov has also got the Neshom Yisrael. Only the Ramban asks on himself the obvious question. If Yom Tov has a Neshom Yisrael, so therefore you should have to make Boichim Midivasomim on Moitzi Yom Tov. And we don't. So Rav Tzodek HaKohen quotes this Ramban, and he wants to say a teres on this Ramban. And I'm going to tell you what he says, and I think it's a very powerful message. And he said the following. There is a vast distinction between the Kedusha of Shabbos and the Kedusha of Yom Tov. And he said the following. The Kedusha of Shabbos is something eternal. It's a changeless Kedusha. It's a gift, a matona from our Kedush Baruch Hu, from the time of Bria, from the time of creation, unaffected by any human factor. And this is essential to the character of the day of Shabbos. Nothing to do, it's Kol Me Hashem, Amatnus Elokim. This is Shabbos. So the Chag, the festivals, on the other hand, depend largely on the decision of a human being. That means a human decision for their Kedusha. I think you know that the Bestin are vested with the power to decide which day should be Rosh Chodesh, hence which day will be Pesach or Sukkot. Because if Rosh Chodesh is a different day, actually the first day of Yom Tov is also. So it's really the decision of the Beis Din to decide the choice of which day Yom Tov is going to be. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, ratifies their decision by granting Kedusha to their ruling. You know, Chazal say, it's actually a medrash in Shir Shirim. Pischu li kepischo shel machat, v'ani eftach lochem kepischo shel ulom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, make for me an opening like the eye of a needle, a small opening, and I will make for you an opening like the space of a big banqueting hall. In other words, man has only to make the smallest indication of his desire to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond with a generosity that exceeds the tiny gesture of man. Similarly, when Beis Din decide, the human court, which is the Beis Din, decides that this should be the day, they fix the day for Yom Tov. This is a movement towards Kedusha, a movement towards sanctity. Then, once they've made that movement, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers forth from his treasury of Kedusha on that particular day. In other words, when it comes to Yom Tov, it's man that triggers off the divine blessing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not give the Kedusha of Yom Tov unless there's a gesture from man who begs and desires for it. You know, on Shabbos, when we make the bracha in the davening, we say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctifies the Shabbos. That's Shabbos. When it comes to Yontov, we say, Baruch Ato Hashem, not Mekadesh HaZmanim. Don't say Mekadesh. Mekadesh Yisrael HaZmanim. The Kedusha of Yontov must start from Yisrael. This is basically the difference between the Neshama Yisera of and the Kedusha of Shabbos and the Neshama Yisera according to the Ramban of Yontov. So the Ramban says the following. Where a Kedusha is a Matnas Elokim, that means it's an unsolicited gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No human factors involved. Then when Shabbos terminates, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes back that Kedusha and we're left with nothing. We're faint and we need to revive ourselves. So the Ramban says, any Kedusha where we've made an effort to gain that Kedusha, however small that effort may be, it may only be kepischoi shamachat, like the opening or the E of a needle. But it's through our effort. And if not for our effort, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have given the Kedusha. Then he says, when Shabbos or Yontov, when Yontov terminates, what you gain through your own effort, that remains with you, Lenetzach. That doesn't disappear. And hence, you don't need Besomim, because Besomim you only need if you're left with nothing. But here you're left still with that effort which you, because whatever a person does with his own yigia, with his own haravanya, omar ha'adam, that's something which remains in the person. And if that is so, Rav Tzadok HaKohen answers the first question as well. What was the first question? Why is it called Shabbos? You know, when we are commanded to start the Sfira Sa'ima, it was Rimochus HaShabbos from the morrow of the first day of Pesach. That was the day of the redemption of Gulas Mitzrayim. But the Torah refers to this day as Shabbos, to show something, to show that the particular Kedusha of that Chag of Pesach, time of Yetzius Mitzrayim, was a holiness, was a Kedusha, independent of all human agency. It shared with the Shabbos the nature of an unsolicited gift by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, Pesach, the word Pesach means to leap. Medaleg alehorem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu leapt over the mountains. What it means is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon Klal Yisrael the power to ascend to unimagined heights which they would, through their own accord, would have never achieved or never attained. It was a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, similar to the gift of Shabbos. And hence, when the Torah talks about Mimachas, it doesn't say Mimachas HaChag, Mimachas HaShabbos, because that first Chag of Pesach was something Chazal say, Halolo Oivdi Avodizorah, Halolo Oivdi Avodizorah, Klal Yisrael didn't have any Schusim. It was only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them that spiritual vision. He uplifted them to heights which they never imagined they could do on their own, and they didn't do it on their own. That is similar to the Kedusha of Shabbos. And therefore the Torah does not write Usfatim Lochem Mimochas HaChag, but it writes Usfatim Lochem Mimochas HaShabbos. And therefore this Yontov of Pesach, the first Pesach, was a Pesach where the Kedusha of that Yom was something similar to sharing with Shabbos, that it was Mamish HaMatnus HaLakim, unaffected or independent of all human agency. But you know, after that, After that, says Vahi Memachas. And here I'd like to add a piece. Every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala, gives Giluim to us, which we're not involved in, but it was a Matnus Selekim. After the Giluim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdraws those Giluim, then he sends us a test to see whether we were really worthy of those heights, those spiritual heights where we were taken to by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in Shoyen, you know, they say over from the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo, had a Malach who used to teach him Torah. He wrote a sefer called Magid Meishorim. Magid Meishorim, the Beis Yosef. The Vilna Gaon was also sent to Malach, Chaim Voloshin, in his sefer, Sifra de Tznusa, in his Abdomen, writes that the Gaon was also sent to Malach to teach him Torah. And he refused. He didn't want to hear from the Rav. So people say, as I write men in the Sforim, that the Gaon wanted Torah with his own Horavanya. He didn't want Matonis. Difficult to understand why, if the Rebbein Shem shicked him a Malach. So I once heard from Rav Dessler, Chatzadik Lebrocha, he said, nay, not because he wanted to. If a Malach comes along, teach you what. Because he knew everything which is a Gilui Min HaShomayim, once it's withdrawn, then the Ribbono Shel Olam sends an Nisoyin to see if you were really worthy for it. The Gaon was afraid of the Nisoyin. He was afraid maybe he wouldn't be able to withstand the Nisoyin, and therefore he would rather not have it. But the Machas, this is the Machas, Usfatim Lochem Mimachas HaShabbos, after the Giluim of the Leil Pesach, then the Ribbono Shel Olam withdrew that revelation, withdrew those visions which Klal Yisrael had, and through that they could go out from Mitzrayim. But now that they had no more visions anymore, and they didn't have any more revelations in Giluim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, men, Klal Yisrael, had to strive for themselves to retain that daga which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had brought them up. And these are the 49 days, or the 50 days of Sfira. The 50 days of Sfira are days when you have to show the Ribbono Shel Olam that you're up to it, that what he gave us, that Madrega which he took us up to, this is something which we're worthy of. And after working on ourselves in a practical life, without the manifestation of miracles like Yetzias Mitzrayim, if we could show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, we're going to make the effort, and we'll retain that vision which you've given us, then it's the Zman of Kabbalah HaTorah. Let me tell you a Gemara. It's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, Rab Hananiah ben Chachinoi, a Gemara in Ksubas, I think it's up Samach Beis, Rab Hananiah ben Chachinoi was a Tana, and he was a young man who had a young family. And Rab Hananiah ben Chachinoi decided with his wife, I haven't learned enough, I need to be more dovuk klashem ulotoy rosso. If I want to strive in and better myself, then the only way is I go to yeshiva. And Rabbi Akiva had the yeshiva, and Rab Hananiah ben Chachinoi and his wife both decided he's going to the yeshiva, traveling away from home. She'll look after the children, she'll see to the banosa. It was her decision as well. And that was it. And he was going to go the next day. When he went out in the road, people heard about it. There was a gentleman called, a gentleman, Rab Shim ben Yochai had just married, and he met Rab Hananiah ben Chachinoi, and he said, I hear you're going to the yeshiva of Rabbi Kiva. Wait for me, I've got 3 days of Sheva Bracha still to finish. My color and myself have decided I'm also going, I'm leaving her here, and I'm going. They had different cook on leaven than we had. But Rabbi Shimon ben Yochanan is kind of decided he's going. Now, you don't think he's going for 3 weeks, or he's going for 6 months. Rabbi Hanani ben Chachinoy went for 12 years. He didn't come home. And the summer, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochanan also. So Rabbi Hanani ben Chachinoy said to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochanan, I'm not waiting. I'm going without you. Right? He left, and he stayed there for 12 years. At the end of 12 years, he decided he's got to come home. Children, his wife, have some gestinken lernen, and gestinken avodas Hashem, and in dvekas Hashem, and he came home. When he came home, the Gemara said, Ishtana shvilat the masa. The roads were all changed. There were roadworks. He couldn't find his house. He was embarrassed. What, I should go up? Somebody said, you know where Rabbi Hananiah lives? He's Rabbi Hananiah. So he decided he'll sit by the river where the children are playing. Maybe somebody will mention Chachinoy. Bachinoy. One of the girls said to another girl, Bas Chachinoy, fill your basket and let's go home. So he said, oh, this must be my daughter. He didn't recognize her, 12 years. And he followed her and she went home. And then he decided he's going in as well. So he opened the door and he stood in the door. His wife was making challah, the Gemara said. And she looked up. And she got such a shock, she collapsed on the spot. Porach rucha. Now if you translate porach rucha, she died. So can you imagine Rabbi Hanani ben Chachinoy? This woman sacrificed her life for him, that he should become a god later. So Rabbi Hanani ben Chachinoy looked up to Ribbono Shel Olam and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, ani azu zeh shora. This woman, this poor woman who sacrificed her life for me and for the children, all that I should be able to become a god later. Is this the reward she deserves? Boy, Rachmalo, he prayed for her, Be'achia, and she became well, and she got up. So every story in Chazal has a moral, has a lesson. So what's the lesson? So you say the lesson is quite simple, that if a person is a double klashem on the Torah, so he's got a direct line with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hanani ben Chachinoy was not only a tzaddik, a chosid, a direct line. But there's one part of the story which doesn't seem to make much sense. And the Baram Shit, in his Pirish on the Gemara, prayed the Kashya. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochanan offered him a chavrusa. Do you know what it means to offer a chavrusa? You know, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi said, you know why I am so great in learning better than my chaverim, the chaziti achura de Rav Meir, because I once saw the back of Rav Meir. How do you see the back of Rav Meir? Rabbi Yehuda Anasi made a Sheva Brachs for his son, and it was Shabbos, and they were clapping. Rav Meir was passing by, and he heard singing and dancing and clapping. So they opened the door and he said, Shabbos, let's look Shabbos. And Rebbe got very upset and he sent two of his family. He said, go and see who this is. But Meir noticed that they're going to chase him. So he ran as fast as he could and the wind was blowing. And his coat, the back of his coat lifted up through the wind. And Rebbe was looking out the window and he saw the back of Rav Meir. And he said, the chaziti al-kura de Rav Meir. This gave me, had such an inspiration, it had an effect on me and on my learning. Ilu chazite mi panye, if I would have seen him from his face, I would have been even greater. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochanan is offering up Hananiah ben Chachinoy a chavrusa. 3 days! The case of 12 years, you can wait 3 days. No, he didn't wait. Ma boze lelamdenu. The Baram Shif said, Tzorchiyin. So Rab Chaim Schutzner, Rab Chaim Shmulevich, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir, Tamo Gezota, Tairavot, and he said the following, when a person becomes excited about a Dvar Mitzvah, about a Maisa Tov, about bettering himself, becoming a better person, you get an inspiration, and you become stimulated spiritually. How should you react? So some people say, don't react straight away. You know, you're excited just now. Think it over a day or two. If you still feel the same way, then act. But don't do anything stupid at this stage. If you get an inspiration and you get this excitement to better yourself, transfer that excitement and concretize it into something. Because otherwise, if you wait 3 days, that excitement will have fizzled out and it won't be there anymore and you'll do nothing. You're back square one. So he said, Rab Hanani ben Chachinoi and his wife made a major decision, a sacrifice. It was a big decision. I'm going away from home, leaving the children, leaving you alone. But he was excited about it. And he said, I'm going because I feel I've got to learn and steig in Avodas Hashem in Yisrael Shamayim in Limud Torah. Habshim ben Yochoy met him and he said, will you wait for me 3 days? Nah. If I wait 3 days, who knows? I'll say, Ayach Abrachmonis from my Rebetzin. I've got to see to the children. Who's going to look after the Panosa? He said, act, do something now. In fact, it's not a Gemara, it's a Ramban. The Ramban says on Shir HaShirim, which we just read on Shabbos, Im Toiru, Im Toiru, Esoavo, Ad Shetechpots. So the Ramban says in Ksobim, Im Toiru, Im Toiru, if you get excited, you suddenly get an awakening. Esoirus, Im Toiru, Im Toiru, Esoavo, Fa'avos Hashem. You get an Esoirus, I want to be better than my Avos Hashem. Ad Shetechpots. Transfer that Hesoros into a Chepetz of Mitzvah. Don't leave it that it's not tangible. There must be something tangible. Concretize it. Do something that excitement, that stimulation, that Hesoros is not lost. And that's the Gemara. So they asked Rab Chaim, so we'll speak to Maramshi. So the Rab Chaim said, the limud is as if possible by the Maram Shif, you don't need the Gemara for it. I mean, you look at my boys, they little lamb, they do. You do the extra Gemara for that, it's not a double portion. Usfatem lochem mi mochus ha-shabbos. If there's a zman of his oichus, of a zman of giluim, where Kudush Baruch Hu revealed himself to Klal Yisrael, he brought them up to unimagined heights of Kedusha, unimagined heights of Maros. Chazal said, Umayr Godel to Gilish Chinna, they have Gilish Chinna. Then the Gilish Chinna is taken away. Now it's up to you to do it. Now it's up to you to do something. You must concretize that Gilui, which I could involve, and that is what we're doing in the Sphere. The days of the Sphere is Yusukumash Vogamti, you know, where we say in the Yerotzen afterwards, it means if we have a Zman of Giluim like Pesach, then comes a Zman that in practical life we should be able to retain those Giluim for the rest of the year. And in Mitzshem, the Ribon Shem Zolens Helfen, that Bishchus, the Giluim of Pesach, that we should take those Giluim now for 49 days of Sphira, and then we'll be Zoycha to Lahadil Teiro, Ladiro, through Kabbalah Satoch.